Hi, I'm Andrew Santino of Bad Friends. It's Black Friday, and we're having a Black Friday sale. Buy one thing, get anything else in the store 25% off. BadFriendsMerch.com. Go to BadFriendsMerch.com, buy something, get 25% off anything else in the store. Happy Black Friday.
Hey, Bad Friends, I'm on the road. Go to AndrewSantino.com for those tickets. I'm going to be in San Diego. Then I'm going to be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Then I'm going to Arizona, Phoenix. I'll be there for New Year's Eve shows. And then in the new year, I'm going to be in D.C., Atlanta, Albany, Seattle, Portland. I'm jumping all over the place, and there's more dates being added. Go to AndrewSantino.com for tickets. AndrewSantino.com for tickets.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Let me say this. Welcome, everybody, to the Black Monday sale.
Dark Knight.
This is Black Monday. We don't do Black Friday. We do Black Monday.
And is it Black Monday? Oh, fuck. It Black is Black Monday. Monday.
It's Black Monday sale.
And that's what's up, dog?
Feel it, bro.
Hey, you feeling good on Black Monday, dog?
That's what I'm trying to tell
How about you, player? Black Monday in the house, dog.
My boy.
Give me some skin.
Okay. Let's have some skin. You want to raise the roof together or what, dog?
Security.
What's going on? What's going on with you? You come in with such rage and anger. And
can I get a second? I just parked. Can I get a second? You just put me right into the fire?
Go ahead.
God.
What is it?
I want a Squid Games this fucker so bad right now.
We talked about which one we would lose at. Which one do you think you'd lose at Squid Game?
All of them.
No, but would you make it past any of those things?
I don't know, dude.
The cookie carving one, I think you might be able to do.
You know what?
No, no, no.
This is how
you
took that the wrong way.
Wow.
You took that the wrong way.
Dude, I've always thought that
there was a cookie carving one?
The one where they had to scratch 100 years ago.
You were a black, you were a clock maker. Like, that's how skilled you are with your hands.
A clock maker?
Yeah, you have that vibe.
You know,
like a key maker, kind of a.
I didn't understand why, if the glass thing can hold two people, like, why didn't they just, you know, swing with the littlest person? You know, boom,
touch
that
him?
One breaks. Yeah, boom, that one breaks. And then now we can all go.
Like get their arms and their legs. And then
Yeah.
Wait, they that don't know sense. What the game is, right?
They knew what that one was. It said it could hold two people.
It did say that.
I know, but under the circumstances and the stress of it, I just don't think.
Yeah, you would have been that guy in the front that was like, I'm not going to move.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Yeah,
100%.
For sure that.
Which one am I?
No, I'm the guy. I'm the.
Oh, you're the bastard guy at the end who like turned on everybody.
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm the one that I would take somebody down with me. So I'm like that girl who
you're
dragged.
The girl.
Right. He's the girl.
I'm the girl for sure.
The girl that grabs the guy.
Yeah,
you're getting fucked in the bathroom.
Like if I ever got.
He goes in there for a smoke too. Yeah, he's sneaking away for a smoke just to get fucked.
Yeah.
By the big gangster.
I think as a male, as me, I think I probably would do something like that.
What? Fuck a guy?
Because I don't want to die. I don't want to die. That's the number one thing. I'd rather never die, right? So I think I'd make decisions based on survival, and I think that I would definitely fuck that guy with the tattoo on his neck.
Yeah, turning on your friends?
Yeah, I would turn on you.
You just looking out for you? No.
Yeah. That would be Bobby's special. Would be called turning on your friends, and him just facing looking like this away from the camera.
Yeah,
putting your back out.
You know what I do with the what's it called?
What? The tug of war?
Tug of war. I would just tie his whole body to the end of it like an anchor, right? And I would just lay on your stomach.
Wait, hold on a second.
And you would just lay there an ankle. I think that's what I would do.
And then you'd hear,
hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, fatty.
Shit.
Okay. Real talk.
please let him know.
This is the fucking whole show.
Real talk. Thank you, dog pound. That's the dog pound over there. You just as fat, okay?
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying what I would do. Would you do that if, like, under the circumstances, I would just be like, Eric, get to the end. We're going to tie it around your body.
You're actually the old guy. You're actually the old guy who did all this, and he's going to die in a bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a psycho who planned all this chaos.
He's a psychopath,
the whole time, just to toy with people.
Yeah.
What Bobby would do. If he got all that money, he would just puppeteer chaos like that, if he was that rich.
No, I said if I was in that show, I would have died in the van.
On the way there. That's
on the
right.
Way
yeah,
there,
you did
say
that.
Yeah, just from claustrophobia.
Griff, where'd you just come back from? I texted you. Where were you?
I was in Tampa.
I used Griff's phone number to get free Wi-Fi on flights.
Yeah, and I always know, too. I always know.
Wait.
Like, I get a text message
on the go-go flight thing?
Yeah.
Because if you're
T-Mobile,
if you're T-Mobile, which is no one I know other than Griff.
Hey, I got T-Mobile.
Oh, look at that. Oh, is this, what are you talking about size wise?
Okay, so
I think you look good there.
All right, no, fuck you.
I think you look good.
So no, fuck you.
You and I are in a text stream, and somebody sent this to us, and it looks
good.
Sent it
to me, and I went directly to the store, and I go, delete this photo.
Why, you look
good.
And
they still haven't deleted it.
What's wrong with that?
I look like I'm dying right then and there.
Yeah,
you know,
like everything just imploded in my body.
Yeah,
and that's it. That's the second.
You know,
before.
It looks like he took a really hot shit and his butthole was burning, and he's trying to pull his pants up like ah.
You know when a pastry chef like is piping out icing out of a bag?
Yeah.
You look like an icing bag, 100%.
Oh, for sure.
Like
but there's like mustard in it.
Yeah. No, you know what that photo looks like? If I was the Boston Marathon runner and my bag exploded like prematurely. So I'm about to plant a fucking bag,
so
right?
Fucked up.
And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, they do this a lot, though. Well, I had to.
They take such bad photos.
I had to hit them up about one, too. I was like, dude, you had to pick the worst picture of me?
Yeah,
ever?
Yeah, yeah.
No, so it's so funny. Some of the photographers there do a great job. Pam does, like, they do good jobs. And then sometimes they'll pick. I'll see the photos. I'll go, yo, those are dope. And then they'll pick the one that I go like this, where I'm going, yes, like that.
Right,
and they post
that's
that.
That's because there's a comic working that.
Well, you know, I know you know who runs the account. That's why. Yeah. So wait, what was up in Tampa? What'd you do? Side splitters. How was it?
It was all right.
Why just all right?
It's just all right, man.
What's a side splitter?
I think a lot of these places.
You never
like,
played Tampa Club?
I played the side. Well, no, the Houston Club Improv used to be in the old side splitters. Mm. Did you ever see play that club?
Was there
you
a walk side splitters in Houston?
There used to be. You walked in, and what it was the lobby was trees, but not just trees.
Like Rainforest Cafe?
Exactly, but they had the trees inside the building.
Right, that's what
right? And on the walls, it's all branches and trees. It looked like a cauldron. What's a cauldron?
No.
What is it?
You mean a dungeon? No, what you? It looked like a...
What's like, a cauldron?
A cauldron is a witch brew thing, yeah, like yeah. a bubble.
They would make a cauldron. That looks like a place where they make cauldrons.
You know, like double toil and trouble. That's
yeah,
a cauldron.
That's a cauldron?
That's a cauldron.
All right,
I think
we have
one at the studio.
It looks like the club used to, fuck it, man. It just looks like it was a cauldron factory.
Say it was like Rainforest Cafe.
But Houston...
It wasn't. It was darker.
It was fine, though.
Yeah.
By the way.
Anyway, let's go back to side splitters.
Yeah, it was fine.
You know Florida I mean? Crowds are, I mean, look, and they don't have to do vaccine shit down there, do they?
They don't give a fuck down
it's
there.
It's wild.
Yeah.
So Florida, something happened to me in Florida, the first time it has, and it'll never happen again.
What's that?
I did a double before Kalala.
You had a threesome?
I made love to two girls in one night.
Before the show, after the show?
Both after the show.
You come at this time, you come at this time.
I feel like crying just thinking about it.
Because you're emotional and you miss it?
Could you miss it? Yeah.
It was just a miracle from God, I think.
How did it happen?
Okay, so I met a, I don't know if I see.
What
I met a
matter?
Preacher's daughter.
A what?
Preacher's daughter.
Oh, he's not going to, you think he listens to this fucking podcast?
I don't want her to listen.
She was really angry at her father. Right. You know what I mean?
I'll go fuck a fat Asian guy, Dad. How about that?
Can I tell you something? That maniacal laugh I hear coming from the other room.
From Andres?
The best.
From Fancy?
Hey, Tits, what are you laughing at?
Oh, boy. Here we go. He's talking to you, Doc.
I'm over here just in my phone a little bit. My bad. I didn't even know. Y'all was talking about size.
Is Doc here?
Jules is really rubbing off on you. Huh?
What? Man, is Doc out here doing the cars?
Hey. Oh, that's what we're going with the
car.
Lock
guy.
Hit him, Doc.
Are you the lock, dude?
Hit him back, Doc. Don't
so anyway, so the one of the girls was a preacher's daughter.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And the other girl was, what happened was, she left my hotel, and I met another girl, a college student.
You were outside smoking a cigarette, and a girl walked by.
No. She had exchanged my... So when I was with the preacher's daughter, I had exchanged my numbers with another girl, and she goes, I mean, I left my group. Where are you at?
Ooh, where are you at?
So I went to looked at the preacher's daughter, and I go, you got to get out of here because I have to do radio in the morning.
Mm.
She left, and then when the elevator reopened, it was the other girl.
Wow.
So it was like one of those nights.
That's magic.
Yeah, and then a little Visine drop came out of my pee-pee.
That's all you had in there?
That's all I had left in the
front. For the second one?
For the second one.
No, the first one.
Oh. Well, yeah, the second one. Well, the poll is who's more disappointed.
Right. Second one, blood came out. Like, who, what?
Who's more disappointed is the poll. The first girl who got, you know, all of it.
There's a lot of protein there, dude. I mean, it's like, you know.
But you're probably, you're probably so excited.
Oh, my God.
You're probably so excited that you just.
Yeah, I was excited. Yeah.
Two pump.
Yeah, yeah.
Two pump, for sure.
Has that ever happened to you?
What?
Two girls in one night?
Yes.
Okay, sure.
I don't want to hear a story.
Sure. No, you don't want to hear?
Yeah.
No.
It was in Indianapolis, actually.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. It was in Indianapolis. That's good. That's
after helium? Was that what? Or did you crackers? Crackers. Yeah. Crackers.
What's that lady's name?
She
love
a
that.
Cracker.
What's that lady's name? What's that lady's name that owns crackers in Indianapolis? I love her.
God, I see her face.
Oh, I love her.
Ruth Ann.
Ruth Ann. Yeah. Ruth, yeah.
She reminds me of the lady that owns the Funny Bone in Nebraska. Omaha?
I never did it.
I never did
it. Oh, my God. You got to play Omaha, Nebraska, because the lady that runs the club is like 1960s, like rock. Like, she loved the Stones, but she still has that energy. Like, she used to go to shows.
Ooh, she'd pee on somebody like that rocker chick.
Yo.
Whoa, what?
Have you seen that?
You haven't seen that?
Wow. I like pee.
Play that clip. We have that clip.
You haven't seen this?
Show me the pee.
Yo, this chick is like a hardcore rock star. What, Doc?
Parental discretion is advised.
Why we're here. That's why he's here.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you'll learn about Doc. Doc's greatest contribution to the show is burying whatever he's saying underneath whatever someone else is saying. We'll be talking. He'll just throw it underneath, and I'll have to stop.
Well, before we even get to this, the peeing. I love peeing.
No, you have to
see. But can we talk about his tits hat first?
Go on.
What?
It feels like you. It's like a guy who doesn't get any girls buying a Ferrari.
Oh,
you know, it's like it's a weird advertising. A Ferrari, what,
like a keychain for the? Because if you can buy a Ferrari,
you don't wear trucker hats.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't think I'm projecting good energy? I'm not bringing the pussy.
The kid likes tits. I mean, what's wrong with that?
That's your out of the body. You would say the tits is the most important.
They're nice.
I know, but is that your favorite thing? I know they're nice. We all love
it. Well, I'm an ass man. Do you think they're ass man?
Oh, well, there you go. Why don't you wear an ass hat then?
Well, because then it would be like you're an ass hat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I'm trying to show I care. You see what I'm saying? It's the whole package. Oh, wow.
I just would like to know the reaction of Jules. You see this? You're in 7-Eleven, and a dude walks up, and he's got a tits hat on. Are you like immediately like, ooh? You know what I mean?
What's your first thought?
I'm sorry, Doc, but it looks stupid.
There we go. Yeah. That's America. That's definitely America.
You can take it off, Doc.
Take it off.
It was in the studio.
Yeah, did you write tits on there yourself?
No, it was in here.
It was in here.
Oh, you just wore a random hat that's in there. Okay.
You know whose hat that is.
Oh, yeah.
Pete.
That's right.
Pete, when he leaves the house, when he leaves his wife and kids, he's like, I can get my tits hat in the car.
Yeah.
And he drives here, and he's just so excited because he can say stuff like that out in public when he's not at home.
Yeah, he does have great tits. Oh, no, Pete have great tits?
The best in this studio.
So perfectly.
Sure.
Like, proportionally. You know, sometimes when a tit sweats, it's only like in the tip of it.
Do your tits been sweating lately?
Oh, yeah, man.
You had, dude, in Mexico, the funniest tit sweat he had when we went out to dinner. I mean, it was like a little crescent moon under your little titties.
But that's because we bombed?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
When I bomb in front of 800 people, I get like crescent moon tit sweat.
Oh, my God.
If you were there at that show,
you would
imagine him on that stage.
Oh, yeah, because he got big titties. Hairy titties is
what?
Fucking.
Really, Doc? This is why I'm here.
Wow. Thank you, Doc.
Black on black crime.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Don't let these two do this to you. Right? This is what they do.
White people have been doing this for years.
I know. This is great.
This is why you know, Martin Luther King and Malcolm X didn't get along. Motherfuckers like this.
We're Hoover. Was it Hoover?
Could you imagine I go up to Malcolm X and I'm like, listen, I don't know if you've heard, but you know.
That's how they talk.
And my friend Wang over here, tell you the truth. Wang, tell him. Tell him what MLK thinks about him now.
So is that what you think we're doing? We're trying to pit you guys.
Yeah.
I'm a minority.
Yeah,
not right now.
Not really. No, yeah, you guys are on the way up now. Yeah,
you think I feel it?
TV shows, films. Oh, sure, you know what I mean? You're doing too well.
Yeah. So he does have big tits. I'll expand on that.
you know, they supple. You know what I mean? Like, they're not.
Doc.
What the fuck you want me to say? You got tits.
Nothing. That's what I want you to say. Okay, I want you to say nothing.
I was trying to graduate your tits to a nice level.
Yeah.
All right, enough. I want to see. I want you to see
this
video.
See
Bob.
This. All right.
So this chick is, what's her name?
Vince? Bilbo Baggins over here.
Who are you talking to?
Fucking shit.
Dude, talk.
See, when you say stuff like that, he thinks that's him.
Yeah. I know. That hurt me for a second. You just call me Dildo Baggins? What do you call me?
Dildo Baggins.
All right.
Oh, yeah, he's dildo. Like, she's a rock star, lady.
So I'm going to imagine I bought tickets to this woman's show.
Yeah.
I have all her albums.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. I got front row. This is great.
She brings a guy on stage.
Yes. By the way, mind you, context, this guy wants this. This is not, oh my God, I can't believe that happened like when.
It's not nothing about him.
No.
This is
no,
all
about
her.
Yeah. 100%.
Let's see.
Check this out. He's laying down.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh my God. She has to go to the bathroom really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's unbelievable. By the way, this is not just like, hey, I got a little tinkle. This is like when the hose, you know when you open the hose after it's been kinked?
Yeah, yeah.
This is just like after you untangle the hose. Watch this. Ready? Oh, you'll notice. You'll know.
Yeah.
She's getting ready to load up. Bing. I mean.
My
on his face. Look at that spray.
Yeah.
On his face, this idiot.
What percentage of that liquid is pussy juice?
I mean, look, he's shaking his head off, but then he's smiling.
Is it all urine?
I mean,
there's no lubrication juice in there?
No, there's some. And he's pumping his fists as she goes away.
Oh, wow.
This dude's amped as shit.
Yeah, he's not the problem.
That's just
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's just a lot.
Have you ever had somebody pee on you?
No, but I've watched porn.
Where they pee?
Sometimes I'll put in pee.
Well, don't you do that your show, Bobby?
Hey, that's rude.
It's a big closer.
That's fucking rude.
That's the closer.
A big closer gets a big laugh.
Thank you, Baltimore.
Yeah.
But he's like, it's like this though. He's like, yeah, thank you, Baltimore. Thank you. He goes four fingers.
Thank you, Baltimore.
You think my dick? You think my dick is that small?
Nah, we know it's all right. It's a good size. It's been out there.
Thank you.
Well, look, let me say this. Since we have two POCs in the room, I don't consider you a person of color.
Why?
Because you're just not.
I am.
You're just not.
Bro, it's like, it's so funny because in the KKK, would I be able to join?
That's right.
Well, you're asking the right guy.
Yeah. And would I?
They don't have no kung pao, Bob.
Yeah, there's only.
I'm telling you.
This okay, fucking no, guy okay. taking
right,
it to the 1980s.
Doc is doing like ASMR.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's like, kung pao chicken. You don't get it.
I'm the DJ Khaled of this shit.
You know what ASMR is?
No, what is it?
It's where people whisper into the mic.
They turn the gain up real high and they whisper and they touch the mic or they'll have like somebody will be hitting their phone like this.
Or cutting something smooth, like cutting styrofoam.
Yeah, I love that, yeah.
I do love it too. When I hear it, I do love it.
Well, sometimes I go at night 3 in the morning and I just put it on YouTube. I'll have a girl just start chewing something in my ear.
You like that?
Oh, yeah, it puts me right out.
Really?
No. Oh, wait, what is this here?
What is this? All right, show the pickle video. Show this girl. She's famous. Dude, I can't believe this has 37 million views. So people like to hear it opening. You hear how it's like
But the gain is like really high.
Yeah.
So you hear every little thing. That's what they ask.
He can't hear right now. They put those on.
All right, she's showing the pickle jar there. Let's just get to her eating one. It's also she wears this bright red lipstick and people like this.
I love this.
Dude, people love it.
I can go to sleep right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love it.
This woman eating is just so... I cannot stand that people eat and listen. I'm cool with, like, cut...
Oh, God, I love it.
That's when you want to slap people. When they eat like that, that's... Oh, this is...
All right, enough. Jesus Christ, I can't take that anymore. My God. How do you like that, Bob?
I don't know. I mean, it's.
Does it turn you on or it soothes your soul?
It soothes my soul. I think about other things than whatever is going on in my mind.
Mm.
So I don't know. I just focus on the sound. You know, when people are ripping things up or going, I like the scenarios where they go, you're at a new space station. Put your ID code in this hand thing and you put your hand there. I act it out.
You do?
Yeah. So I go, okay. And I put the hand thing, boop, right? And now you're sitting in the lounge, and your ship is going to take off in 2,300 hours, right? And I go, and I respond. I go, okay, thank you. Can I sit here? And I, you know, I do my own dialogue.
But she doesn't answer.
She doesn't answer
you back.
No, no, no.
You're just calling
and
out
I sit
to the
there,
void.
She goes, all right, I just need to fill out this paperwork. What's your, how tall are you? 5'9". Like I respond, right?
But we
5'9" big dick. You know what I mean? I'll just, you know, what?
5'5". Five.
I know, but it's in the scenario.
5'9".
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby.
I know, but she doesn't. It's just
you're
a scenario.
A legal dwarf. You know what I mean?
Wait, stop that. Stop. Whoa. Honestly.
That hurts.
If I'm almost legal dwarf,
yeah.
What the fuck is he? Yeah. Dwarf?
Yeah, and I was over here like.
Yeah, is he dwarf?
Legal.
Yeah. Legal.
Legal.
He's legal dwarf.
He's got a license at the Shire.
All right. You know what I mean? If he went to the Shire, he wouldn't turn any heads.
They're like, Doc, where you been?
Oh, he's black. He is black, so they're like.
I like a team. Huh?
Is there black? Is there black hobbits?
Wait, are there black hobbits?
Yeah, I don't think they would go, Doc, where you been?
See if there's any black hobbits.
I don't think so.
No, there's none.
Blobbits.
Blobbits? Blobbits? Yeah, I don't think there's any black hobbits. Doc shows up. They're like, oh my God. What? Were you in a fire? What happened?
DoorDash. I'll tell you what, Andrew, when I'm on the road and I'm even in LA, if I'm in Hawaii, I use DoorDash. It's my number one food delivery system.
By far.
Because they have the most options. They're the most precise and they're very nice people. And whenever I'm on anywhere else, I use DoorDash, number one.
And you use it in LA. If you forgot something at the store, you need to get snacks, drinks, household essentials in 30 minutes with DoorDash. You know DoorDash. We don't need to explain it to you. It's
I mean,
incredible.
Dinner, check. Deodorant, check. Morning pickup from Dunkin', check.
Get everything you need whenever you need it with DoorDash. You want Chinese?
Bobby. Check.
You want pizza? Me.
Check.
If someone's craving Froyo. Jules is something for everyone with DoorDash. They connect you with the restaurants you love right now and right to your door.
Ordering is easy, Andrew. You open up the DoorDash app, choose what you want from when you where you want it, and your items will get there safely outside your ha-ha door.
That's
with
right.
The contactless delivery dropped-off setting.
Yeah, okay. Over 300,000 partners in U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia. You can support your neighborhood go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes, Chipotle, Cheesecake Factory. For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code BADFRIENDS2021.
That's 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BADFRIENDS2021.
Don't forget that's code BADFRIENDS2021 for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Upstart! Oh, hey. I've had so many credit card worries
oh
in my life.
God. What's the most you ever owed?
Thousands.
Thousands and thousands.
Thousands upon thousands.
Like, I think mine was $17,000. Hey, listen.
Mine was $18,000.
Oh, it was? Mine was $19,000. If you're carrying a credit card balance month after month, it can feel like you're in a never-ending cycle of debt with no end in sight. And Upstart can help you make that final payment so you can get ahead.
Yeah, if you dread looking at your credit card statements like I do, you're not alone. The weight of debt can be crippling, but Upstart can help you on your path to financial freedom.
It's a fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan, all done online, whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, or funding personal expenses. Over 1 million people have used Upstart
Holy
to get one
moly.
Fixed monthly payment with a clear payoff date. All right?
You can check your rate without
impacting your credit score in minutes for loans between $1,000 to $50,000.
Oh, my God.
You can receive funds as fast as one business day after accepting your loan. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/badfriends. That's upstart.com/badfriends. Don't forget to use our code, our URL, to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Upstart.com/badfriends.
They would just ask where he is, and you go, I'm from the Dyer. Maybe they have a new, like, maybe they have an urban community called the Dyer.
The Dyer.
Is it like dwarfs, but like the Wire?
Yeah.
But like with dwarfs, and it's like, they're like Doc's a criminal dwarf.
Yeah, yeah. I love that show idea.
That is good.
Yeah, the yeah. Dyer with dwarfs.
The Dyer, but with
I'm
dwarfs.
This. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you want to be in it?
Well,
yeah,
he just wants a role in something.
Yeah, 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 we'll get you in there.
Apparently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Huh. Doc, we could get you in that. Yeah, the problem is we don't even know if Doc can act.
I think he can.
Yeah, I'm good.
I think I've done scenes. Have I done scenes with you before?
No.
Okay. He can't.
You don't know. How do you
know? I don't know.
I did a scene with Griffin.
Did you guys do a scene together?
Yeah, what was that? Oh, that was Brett Ernst's comedy special. Yeah.
What is that?
What did you guys do?
He had like one of those little intro things. I was like the principal of his school.
Oh, right.
You know, and he was like a young Brett.
And what did he play? Like,
He was a janitor, I believe.
No, I was a 12-year-old, remember? I was supposed to be a 12-year-old right. grown-ass dude who looks... Who's 12-year-old who looks grown as fuck.
That was written for you.
Yeah. Well, that's a funny joke. That's a funny joke.
That's very funny.
Yeah, yeah, very funny.
And what was your line? Do you remember?
My line was, because he was sitting at his desk.
It's on YouTube.
It is?
Bring it up. I want to see
Brett's
it.
Let's see your acting on YouTube.
Yeah.
And we'll give you a 1-5.
What's it called, Griff?
Because he actually released it on YouTube. It's just Brett Ernst.
Brett Ernst.
Special.
Look at Ernst. E-R-N-S-T.
Yeah, E-R-N-S-T. Next. Oh, my God. How old are you?
I'm 12. Fuck, boy. You got on your jelly, baby. Now, what you want with Delonte?
Scene stealer.
100%.
Scene stealer.
All right, wait, can you back up and just freeze frame on Doc? Just pause it on Doc. Just scan back.
That was a shock. Because I've never seen you wear without glasses.
Oh, yeah. Now you look
at him.
You know, you can tell he can't see shit. They were like, Doc, you're looking right here. You're looking right here, bud. Yeah. He's down on the floor. What?
Because Doc looked 47 right here.
Six, 7 years ago.
Shit.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
You look good, dude.
That's so funny because I forget after all this time of knowing you when you had a mustache for as long as I've known you.
Oh, that's crazy.
And then now gone. Never. I haven't like.
Well, it's here, but it's just connected to.
No,
all
I know, but it, the face is remarkably different. Yeah, when you met him, he had the mustache.
Yeah. When's the last time you were shaved?
Never. I never shaved. I think I did once on this show for a bit, and it was bad.
I look weird now with shaved.
When you got rid of all your, if you get rid of everything,
yeah, I look weird. I don't look like myself.
What's his name on Billions did it too?
Who?
For the second half of Billions, Giamatti.
Oh, Paul Giamatti.
He shaved his face.
Oh yeah,
he
looks
crazy now.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like the same guy. Like bring him.
Were you shaved on Undateable? When you did the episode on Undateable?
I didn't do Undateable.
Yeah, okay. Wrong
no,
guy.
Thanks, Doc.
Well,
I'm sorry.
That was real. That's a Doc moment.
Were you? How do you even? Were you on that show?
I was an extra on there. I thought you would did an episode on Undateable.
He was doing
show.
The exact same thing. He was sitting at the bar.
Oh, he was actually.
Yeah, okay. And then, you know,
look at
the
what
scene
he
was
looks
going
like.
On, and he would just say something in the background.
and it was while somebody else was talking. Yeah, you were like, What? Look at this. Look at, he looks so weird now.
Yeah.
No hair on the face or the head. That's for the show?
He did it for the show, but he has hair in the show. It's the top left one, I think, is more like what's going on right now in the Billions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
What a great
I was so
actor.
Used to him having the facial hair.
Right.
I know, right? That's so weird to see him without all that shit.
Anytime I see a Showtime show that's still thriving, I just go,
Oh, because can we announce?
You know what I mean?
That these two were on a show.
Announce?
Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
I'd like to announce it.
Oh, please.
Okay. These two fine gentlemen were on a show called I'm Dying Up Here on Showtime.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've seen from the show, you two were remarkable.
You've never watched one episode.
So what are you talking
about? Yes, I have.
Name one episode. Yeah. Name anything that happens.
I'm right now watching. I'm going to correct you, my friend.
Okay.
I'm right now watching Succession all
great
the way
show.
Through.
Not the show that we're on.
I know. I understand that, but that's what I'm watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've recently watched. I'm caught up. I saw first two seasons. They're recent, though. And I couldn't tell you what episode is what episode.
You're talking about on Succession.
On Succession. My point is that there's no way I could throw you because that was a couple of years ago when I saw the show.
You don't remember one scene.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You didn't watch it. It's okay. Because I know. You know why I know he didn't watch it?
I know.
You know why? Because his jealousy could not let him watch it.
All right.
He would just see that and be like, I can act too. I'm dramatic. I'm a comic. Why couldn't I be on this?
That's true. You did ask me why you couldn't be on the show. And I said there were no Asian comics back then.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Well, because I auditioned for
boom.
The stand-up.
Boom.
Boom. Right, that's what it is.
So there we go.
I knew it.
Hey, fuck you, man. I had to fight for the right to perform as well. All right? I got to fight for my stuff.
No.
All right? So let me fucking talk right now.
Well, they'll make an Asian version. That's what they're doing now.
We auditioned that
I'm
night.
A dying upper hero.
All right.
I love how he did it.
Just came out of nowhere. I'm dying up in here.
Yeah.
Wait, so we auditioned.
Give him the lighter.
So we auditioned for the same night. I remember Jim Carrey was there.
Yeah.
Remember in the audience?
When he was at the store, you're talking about.
Yeah, when he was at the store. And in my head, I'm like, I honestly, I was like, this is my chance.
Really?
Yeah, to get into the
show. Did you rip that night?
I ripped.
You ripped.
Okay, first of all, and I think I said this here, but like, you know, that night I was furious.
Why?
Adam comes up to me and says, "Hey, Eric, Jim Carrey's here." You know what I said to him? Is he bumping me?
Oh.
I was so mad.
Yeah.
I was like, this motherfucker got $300 million and he coming into the club bumping people.
I need this Tuesday 15.
Yeah, this is my time. And I was pacing. I went up on stage and that's why I killed.
Yeah,
because I was so mad.
Yeah, that's funny.
I do that all the time.
And then they told me later, like, you know, oh, his whole production crew's here. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and that Michael was there. And them.
So when you guys actually was doing it, there was jealousy.
Really?
Yeah, because.
Weren't you doing Love at the same time?
Yeah. But he's like a kid. Okay, can I explain Bobby? Bobby's like a kid that has 100 toys in front of him, right?
Yeah.
And then kids come over and they pick up the shittiest toy. And he goes like this. That's mine.
It's my favorite
toy. That's my favorite one.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Are you out of your fucking mind? You think that's what I'm fucking doing right now?
Yes.
I'm being vulnerable and being honest, and I'm telling you that I felt a little jealous. I was happy for you guys.
No, you weren't.
You weren't.
Yes, I was.
In what regard were you happy?
In every regard.
You don't.
Yes, I do. In every regard. Let me say something.
Just watch the show.
All right, don't do this.
That's your homework.
Don't do this, right? Because there's other things I want to watch. All right, oh, but I want to say this right now for the record.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it. You look good doing it.
Yeah. I don't. I'm gonna do it
again. Hey.
Don't.
Hey.
Hey. This is great.
Anytime.
Ha. Ho. Anyway.
I'm gonna get you
for the record. For the record, man.
Sorry.
Go just ahead. Does it feel good that it's on me now?
Man, it feels.
It feels real good, right?
Oh, yeah. My heart is just singing right now, Bobby.
For the record, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is going to sound so pretentious coming out of my mouth.
Here we go, guys.
This is so pretentious and gross.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
But I don't hang out with.
Go ahead.
I don't hang out with anybody who's not the top of the comedy.
Oh, you're saying we're lucky to be in your presence.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying
kind
that,
of feeling like
that's
the no,
what
what I'm saying
like.
Is that I'm blessed to be around you guys because you guys are the top of your fields, right? And I get to learn.
Did you have therapy today?
No.
Where is this coming from?
Yeah.
No, I have to learn. Honestly, sitting here right now, looking at you and seeing you, it inspires me.
This is such fucking
It inspires
bullshit.
Me at every second, and I never really could pinpoint what that feeling was. I would always have that feeling around you. It's one of those feelings where you're on the top of a roller coaster and you're about to fall. You know what I mean? Excitement.
What about me, Bob?
Not you. Not at all. Never. And I'm never going to feel that way about yourself.
No, come
I'm never going to feel that way about you ever, right?
Well, you
and let me say, let me say something right now, okay, pal? You ever interrupt me again, right? You have another thing coming, okay? Don't ever fucking do that again, all right? All right? Because I'm on a fucking, I'm being vulnerable, right?
He was.
Right?
Let
and you
finish.
Fucked me up just okay, now, all right? You shut the fuck up. Now, go ahead.
We needed one more season.
We should have had another season.
We just needed one more season. No. The one more season is all we needed. One more season. You know,
and then we would have been able to.
It's not like what was
stories.
The show that you only got six episodes out of? What was the one that you were on? You know, it was,
Animal Practice.
No. That wasn't that one too, though, right? But that was on the call sheet. It was like Monkey.
He's talking about the Jenna Fischer show.
The Jenna Fischer show. That's the one. Bobby was acting his ass off in that show, though.
Can I tell you something? I watched a couple episodes
of
that.
Yeah, me too.
And I was actually very happy with what you did on the show.
And can I say this right now?
Yeah.
I don't live with you, right? We don't live together?
That's correct.
We're friends. We just see each other every once in a while. We work together with them, right?
Yeah.
People that have lived with me haven't seen anything.
You got something to say for yourself?
Yeah. You paying for your own phone bill yet? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay.
Who's paying for that?
You.
How much is it a month?
I don't even know. Because it could be $1 million. I would fucking pay it.
Why don't you watch Bobby's stuff is what we're curious.
I've seen the first episode of Splitting Up Together.
All right. Have you seen any Mad TV episodes?
No.
What's Splitting Up Together?
That was the show.
That was what it was called?
Yeah.
Oh. I forgot the name of that show.
I saw it when he played Connie
Chung. But you know what, though?
What?
I saw it when you played
Chung.
Fuck
you, man.
Fuck you. That was good.
But in Bobby's defense, though, I don't always like watching stuff with people that we know.
No, it's true.
You know, I watched one episode of Whitney and almost blew my head off.
Yeah, but you don't like sitcoms anyway.
Exactly. But it was like, even Undateable, and that's another one that I just was like,
But a cable show, if your friend was on a cable show, you'd watch
exactly.
it. Yeah, cable show.
Or a single cam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the first time I actually started talking to you was you were on that. I liked Mixology.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Show I read for.
He did read for. That was very funny. They actually asked me if I knew you.
But can I tell you why?
Did you shit on him?
They literally were like, do you know Bobby Lee? And I said.
I didn't actually read. I showed up, right? And a guy next to me said, you know who else is reading for this? I go, who? And he said, Andrew Santino. And I left.
It's not true.
Yes.
We were not out for the same role.
I left. Yes, it was for that role. And I left the audition so that you can get it.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations.
That's the first. But it's so funny he says that because like I would always see you in audition rooms and I'd be like,
all the time.
And if we're going for the same part, I'm like, they don't know what they want.
We did it often. Ian Edwards one time. Me, him, and Ian Edwards in the same fucking room.
They don't know.
What's one thing we have in common?
Comedy.
Comedy guys.
Yeah.
They wanted nothing else.
Yeah.
But we looked at each other like, well, this character doesn't really exist.
Yeah, yeah, they don't know what they want. So when we are in the I'm dying up here test,
yeah.
And I see you, and then I know I'm not going for the same role,
that's great.
When it was like, this is great.
We were mean. We knew we had it. Yeah. There was two other people in the room, and we knew we had it.
They were so nervous.
Yeah, because they probably weren't comedians, right?
No, they were actors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were both like highly regarded New York theater actors.
Yeah, because if I was in the lobby and I was a theater actor and it was for a stand-up and I saw any one of you guys come in,
yeah, I'd leave.
I would probably leave.
See, I would leave. That same. It's the same if it was the opposite. Yeah. If I'm trying to break into a category like Broadway or something that I don't, and I see one of the best, and if I'm out, I'm not going to go up against that shit.
Dude, when I'm on this other show in New York and there's a guy that I work with that's a Broadway actor.
So much TMZ on you, by the way. I see fucking videos every day of you with Sarah Jessica Parker. It's getting old.
Yeah.
People tag me in it all the fucking time. I'm sick of it.
It looks like a fetish. But I'm not sure who has the fetish, her or you.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
What did you say, Doc?
Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker. I was asking her. Sarah Jessica Parker from Sex and the City.
Thank you. Doc's like a weird 411 operator.
Man, I'm just trying to.
Yeah, from a different country.
In another country.
We're not even the same state.
This is what Google used to be.
That's what I represent. I represent Italy and all the people that
listen to me. That's Ask Jeeves. That's not Google.
Hey, I look like a Jeeves, too.
You know, it gives you the wrong answers.
So stupid.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's something weird about. I don't know. It's like when you know people, it's like it's rare that you see your friend doing something, unless it's something that they really transform. Sometimes it's hard to like.
Or see if it's their personal show, if they made the show.
That's what's hard. I don't like looking at that. You know, you go, this is just people I know, and it's kind of weird.
That's true.
But then, like, you know, Marc Maron, I like seeing him. You know,
on
like he's on things.
Glow,
yeah, Glow. Yeah, he was good or even on Glow. The Joker.
Joker was he was great.
Yeah,
Joker,
he's playing this guy, and you just go. Yeah. But part of that is you just go, look at him,
because it's Mark.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. When it comes to his success, I tell this to them all the time. When a guy like that succeeds, I'm 100% so supportive because he went through hell.
Yeah,
I mean he's been around for so fucking long, mm-hmm. And it's like a lot of these guys. You look at some of these guys; they never got their due.
He's gotten his due for a long time now.
I know, but he's one of the lucky ones. You look at other guys that just never get it.
From his generation?
From his generation.
Yeah, I guess
you're true. And it's like...
Most of those guys quit. They're not around anymore.
They went into something else. A lot of people directors, writing, writers, directing, yeah. Producing, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they got smart.
Yeah.
They got the fuck out of stand-up. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, because as a doorman, I saw back in the 90s when I was a doorman at the store, guys, we never see anymore, but it's like, what do these people do?
Yeah, think of the people that you went to do, you were doing open mics with. I think about this all the time, man. I just go, hey, what happened to this guy? What happened to that guy?
You ever try to find him on Facebook or some shit?
No, man, because then they're going to be, you know, I don't know. I mean, it didn't work out.
Because what would you say?
Yeah, what would I even say?
Hey, I'm killing it. What are you doing? He's like, well, I'm an investor in a food truck.
Only person I would ever, I don't know. You ever want to run into your ex? Like an ex that like did you wrong,
and then
you
while
like,
you're doing well.
Yeah, you're doing well.
Yeah, I mean that's that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, that's true.
That's this whole thing.
Buffy.
I like to sleep
in
sleep,
Buffy.
Sleep Buffy on the Buffy. Stuff. Buffy bedding is earth friendly and cruelty free. We've spent sleepless nights worrying about the impact that the bedding industry has on the environment, so we decided to change it, says Buffy. Our products are made using only sustainable and recycled materials, which makes them soft.
One of the greatest gifts you ever given me, Andrew, is a Buffy comforter.
You're welcome.
And it's the same comforter that's on my bed right now. It is the most softest, coolest, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. In not to cool style, but in terms of
it's cool style too,
right? But it cools your body. It really is the best comforter
by far. No more night sweats. Get cozy without overheating. 100% plant based design is breathable, keeps you comfortable.
It's softer than
the way that polyester does not do.
It's softer than cotton and naturally soothes skin.
It's earth friendly. Eucalyptus uses 10 times less water than cotton to grow.
I'll tell you another one.
Yeah.
It's hypoallergenic.
Yes, it is.
Plus, its high thread count shuts out dust, mold, and mites for a healthier sleep environment.
Why not choose 100% plant-based bedding that's better for you and the earth? You can try a comforter in your bed for free like Bobby did. And if you don't love it, return it at no cost, which Bobby didn't do. He kept it. For $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co and enter code BADFRIENDS.
That is $20 off your Buffy comforter when you visit buffy.co. And enter bad friends.
Blue Chew!
Sometimes my ding-ling don't work, Andrew. Yeah. It breaks down as you get older. And for me, I use Blue Chew to get my privates ready for war.
Yeah, if you want to chug along on that track with a slow train, you're a dork. If you want to be flying down the tracks with reckless abandon, go ahead and get yourself some Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet at a fraction of the cost.
You can take them anytime, day or night. You can start to plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises.
Yeah, that's right. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical professionals, and once you're approved, you're going to receive your prescription in a few days. The best part, it's on the internet. You don't got to go to a doctor's office. Men everywhere are excited to see the postman because he's bringing a little Blue Chew. They get your pee-pee.
It's also, Andrew, this is, I feel so strongly about this.
Yeah.
Blue Chew tablets are made in the U.S. of A.
That's right, baby! We're
true blood Americans.
That's right, man.
And prepared and shipped direct to your door in discreet package. Even though you said that already, I think that's very important.
It doesn't matter. It is. So if you could benefit from extra confidence with time to perform, Blue Chew can help. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code BADFRIENDS at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code BADFRIENDS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
You think that's what this is?
That's what this is.
Some sort of pain that we experience younger,
yeah.
And we're just trying to get back at something.
Why
somebody?
The reason we do comedy?
Yeah.
It's one of two things. I think you're either very smart and you understand communication and people very well, and you're able to communicate normal things in a very unique way, and people
that's
can
hear. That's a combination anyway, though. I don't think this. I think that's they all have that. You know what I mean?
She can hear it.
Or you're an idiot, and you know nothing else.
Yeah.
I think that's more me.
No.
I don't know much.
I would say about Bobby is like Bobby is like. Like
if idiot you,
if
savant.
You, if you had to define whatever funny is,
yeah.
Just Bobby being himself is hilarious.
That's correct, yeah.
Like you yourself are funnier than the things you do on stage. And you're funny on stage.
Wow.
That's a burn in a weird way.
Yeah, that's a
that hurts that's a so bad. Like your skill level, right, doesn't represent itself on stage.
No, that's not
but
true.
But when you're just in your bathroom, right,
you know
walking around, right, you're fucking funny, dude.
Funny.
But what
like,
he just
that
did
hurts
was...
so bad.
No.
He
you're saying
that I don't
like
have
that.
The skill to fucking do it.
I followed it up with, and you're really funny on stage.
Right.
He did.
Yeah. It's like asking, you know, back in the Barnum and Bailey.
Here we go.
Like Barnum and Bailey, right, back in the day, right?
They're still around.
And you saw the hairy face boy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The
monkey. And it's like, he was born that way. He has no skill. That's what you're saying.
No.
Then I'm like a freakish guy who
if
walks
you're
up stage
being,
with an extra arm
if,
on my head.
If you're saying
like, look at me, laugh.
You know what? It's equivalent in a sense that not everybody's born with a hairy face. So not everybody's born with.
There's Bobby.
The funny.
No, you're more like the hairy face boy that can also juggle. There's a couple of hairy face boys.
Totally.
But you can juggle.
He's got like a skill.
Extra skill.
You know what I mean?
You're the hairy face boy. But, you know, they can't all climb a tree. He can climb a fucking tree. That's why.
Right.
He gets paid the extra money because they're like, you know the hairy face kid? It's like, yeah, those poor kids.
No, no.
Like,
no. By the way, I want to reiterate this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This was. I know it sounds like a burn and we burn each other. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
100. You are so funny. Okay?
I don't need to. I don't need this
right fuck
now.
You.
Just let him finish.
No. Okay. I'm telling you.
I don't.
There's something about you. And this is why this podcast is so successful. It's why, like, you know, you're just, there's something that, like, you have that thing, man, that's the essence of what funny is.
You're
that's
special.
The best. That's the best compliment I could ever fucking.
Now do me.
You're special, Bobby.
Yeah. Now do him.
Well, you know how sometimes people are like mean, and then you have funny mean.
Yeah, funny mean.
Funny mean.
Yeah.
Funny mean.
Yeah.
Still mean, though, nonetheless.
Yes, mean.
Okay,
though.
But it's good.
Yeah.
But it's working.
You make a living.
Yeah, it's working.
All right, let's go to Doc.
Ooh.
Okay, so if you have like.
Can you see him park?
Oh, wow.
remember Tom Cruise was in Rain Man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You're the other guy.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You can count off the matchsticks real quick. What?
I'm right there with Tom, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that feels good.
See? That's the perspective.
That's good. Pretty good perspective.
Like, yes,
yeah.
He is Rain Man, but he's also next to Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you're next to him. Yeah, for sure.
But still,
he doesn't know because he's Rain Man.
Yeah, you don't know that you're next to Rain Man.
No, honestly.
who's Rudy?
What do you mean, who's Rudy? Rudy's Rudy.
No, who is she in this world that we're speaking about?
I have no idea.
She's.
What's her kind of funny?
Honesty.
It's like an alien. Yeah. No, it's this. It's an alien spacecraft that they're zipping by our solar system, right? And they're like, hold up, we don't have to be to Ontarion. Let's just made up a fucking
Ontarion.
A planet.
That's a planet.
We don't have to be the Ontarion.
Have you played that improv? Great,
right?
Club.
Yeah, Ontarion. If you just go to space, you go east.
Who books that?
Yeah. That's where you'll find it.
Oh yeah.
Right. And it's like, we don't have to be Ontarion until like next week. I heard about this planet called Earth. Oh, yeah, let's capture one.
Oh.
And they go to the Philippines,
mm-hmm.
right? And they see her, no shoes.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Is there highlights going
digging,
on over there?
Digging a ditch or something, right? And they discover her, and they bring her to another planet
Ontarion.
Just for a showcase.
Right.
And that's what she is for this.
That's interesting.
I don't know why I went through all that. None of it makes any sense what I just said.
No, it does.
Have you ever felt like you might have been abducted or anything like that? Have you ever had a supernatural experience with a UFO?
No.
Anything at all?
Nothing.
This is your chance to make something up.
Yeah.
You know what? That's kind of spooky that she went from like nothing to like,
You know what we're going to make
her? She's very Mark Zuckerberg.
You know what
sometimes.
We're going to make her do?
Yeah, dude.
Did you see that clip of Mark where Zuckerberg was like, he's like, well, that's because you're human. And I was human. Or I am human. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And everyone in the crowd is like, what? And he goes, have you seen this shit?
No.
Oh my God. Look at this Mark Zuckerberg. I was human. Because Rudy sometimes shows signs of not being from here.
But it is going to bother you because you're human, and I was human. I am human. But I was just referring to myself in the past. not that I was not human. But it is going to.
Now play it again. Let me hear. Look at how fast he skips.
Bother you because you're human, and I was human. I am human. But I was just referring to myself in the past.
Tell me that's not a little strange.
You know what? You know what really bugs me though.
For real, tell me that's not strange.
All these people who are like super successful, super rich, super like as if they gotta be weird like this.
They all have to be weird.
There's gotta be something kind of quirky or something.
No, are we scrutinizing them? Are we scrutinizing them though? Like we're so wow. What's so funny? Did I say the word wrong? No, give me an example of how you're supposed to say that word.
Are we scrutinizing them? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Are we focused in the details of it?
Of course.
If I see an Andrew Santino interview, I don't
look
at the little
things.
Tick. I don't observe all those things.
But I'm also not a lizard.
Because he's so rich, are we observing? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, because we want to
I'm
find
trying
out
to defend the fucking guy.
No, we'd like to think that you want to think that whatever normal is or like whatever, you know, you would think that can that person like that end up being like a 50 billionaire? You know?
Dude, I would do weird shit. If I was a billionaire, I would do weird shit during interviews.
I pray to God you don't become a billionaire.
I'd just be like,
I don't know if he could get there.
And they'd be like, what the fuck was that?
Doing all kind of dumb shit before he got to that.
That's true. You'd never get there.
I mean?
You'd keep fucking it up.
Yeah.
You could become a 100 millionaire, maybe.
What do you mean?
I don't think you could get to a billion. I think you'd fuck it up.
Yeah. What's so funny, man?
I just.
Is that a real statement?
You know,
you'd fuck it up. Yeah.
If I got to 800 million, you think that I couldn't get to a billion?
For some reason, no.
What do you think I would do?
I don't know. You'd find a way to fuck it up.
Yeah, you know how he plays those games and he spends so much money on them? He would actually build the Sim City.
Right.
You know what I mean? He would have like construction crews going like, move this over here. It would be like a whole thing.
What that sounds like $1.5 million.
See? This is what I'm saying.
This is what we're talking
that's
about.
That's not a lot.
You've already calculated.
That processing in your head is what we're saying.
$1.5 million for that room. So what else? Because I have $800 million.
If you had $800, like, you'd be the kind of guy that you'd buy a private jet, take it to a place.
Yeah.
Like, I just want a new one. Yeah. And then you'd leave it. Yeah. You would do that.
No, I would take
And you'd get a monitor and an Xbox. Yeah. A new one.
No,
I would take a private jet and go, can you turn this into a bed? Right, so they would cut it out, you know what I mean? Gut it out,
right,
and I would use that as my bed. That's
and then
cool.
They're like, Mr. Lee, we do need to get back to the United States at some point. Like, buy a new plane. Just buy a new plane.
I would probably.
He is right, though. You know how Michael Jordan, they used to say he would wear a pair of shoes and a new pair of socks every game. He never wore the shoe twice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're that guy. You would do that with everything. You would do that with Xboxes. You'd bring them, or you'd have someone buy a bunch. You'd leave them everywhere all the time. Your budgets would be like $50,000 a day on bullshit.
Yeah.
Because knowing you would just be like, well, I can just buy more.
What was that movie? Isn't there a movie where somebody inherits a bunch of money?
Brewster's Millions.
That's the movie.
And then Richard they made Pryor. Another one. No, but Rich, it was a remake. That's the remake.
Right.
Richard Pryor was the remake.
Yes.
Yeah, the original was not with Richard.
It was like he was hired. He inherited a bunch of money. And the thing was, if you could spend $30 million in 30 days, you'll inherit $300 million.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
So,
which I could do easily.
I'd like to highly recommend a movie called.
But you couldn't make any money on it, though.
Can I recommend a movie?
Uh-huh.
T-Tan.
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 T-Tan?
T-Tan. Have you seen it?
Spell it.
T-I-T-A-N-E.
T-Tan.
It is.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah. I have a T-Tan in my
body. Oh, that's
body.
A T-Tan right there.
I thought
you were. No, the movie.
Just write movie T-Tan.
I thought your T-Tane was that space between your
balls.
Balls
and your asshole? Yeah. That's your taint?
That's your T-Tane.
Oh, this is good.
This movie right here, dude, is the most fucked up movie I've ever seen in my life.
Judging on that
even
photo of that woman.
Even
in
more than Old Boy?
Oh, yeah. This is fucked up, bro.
So fucked. Look at the woman in the vice grip. Look at that.
I had to pause this movie every 5 minutes, my Kalila and I, and we had to walk away from it.
Oof. I hate that kind of
shit. See, I don't want to watch that shit.
Dude, did you see that Jake Gyllenhaal movie on Netflix where he's
no.
a cop?
No.
Dude, it is so, like, disturbing for no reason.
Right. What's it called? The Guilty.
Like, what's in it?
The Guilty.
Well, he's like a 911 operator, but he like is a cop that did something bad, and that's why he's 911 operator right now. And then some shit happens on this 911 call, and it's just like how the whole thing plays out. You like no one,
right?
You know what I mean? You like no one. It's
don't watch that movie. Though.
Is there a hero you?
No,
you
hate everyone
this.
In that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
But you somehow want to see it unfold.
All right. So look, we had video submissions. I want a little bit of Black Magic, and let's see some of the people that are in the mood
now
for Doc.
Now, are they asking for a little Black Magic, or?
But it's a double entendre, a little Black Magic. Kelsey.
Good morning. It is 9:10 a.m. Ignore the messy room in the background. And I want a little Black Magic in my life. You see, I've been seeing this guy, and I bought tickets to go to this comedy show on December 4th at the Balboa Theater in San Diego.
It's my show.
And he said he was down to go, but he's just not that into comedy. But it turns out I'm just not that into him. So I need a date for the show. Okay, bye.
Doc. Oh my God.
Doc.
You got to take this girl to come see me live. You also get to see me do an hour, which is great.
Was she using that guy? I get this. Was she using that fucking guy? That she was
no, dude. She's seeing a guy. She's a fan. She wants to come see me do stand up.
So I'm supposed to just get in the middle of a love triangle.
She's gonna break up with him first.
Jesus
I
Christ,
can get killed, Doc. Bobby.
She can break up with him first, and then you can go on the fucking date. We can
don't
make
give a fuck. Oh man, you just okay.
Wait a minute, Doc. You see this girl?
Yeah, I see.
She's cute.
Very cute.
Okay, so
cute.
So she wants a date to the show.
Was she smoking weed or was that a cigarette?
She was smoking weed.
What does it matter if she's on weed or anything?
Hey, dog.
Does she have a vagina?
Not a cigarette, but a little weed. Okay, I feel you. You feel
wait a minute.
Now?
Wait a minute.
I think you should have a little bit higher standard than that. A little bit? Oh, my bad.
Do you? Wait a minute. Doc.
Yeah.
She seems like a down-ass bitch. She smokes, she's chill, and she's willing to leave this dude who dorked out on her and doesn't want to come to the show for you. All you have to do is go down there, and that's a free date.
That's what it sounds like. She's trying to get a freebie out of me, too. Just because
no,
she
has a ticket.
She has tickets already, man.
Oh, she already said. Okay,
she's not
but,
using you to get into the fucking show. You're going to have to pay. He's not going to put you on the list.
I'm not. I am definitely going to make you pay.
Yeah, you're going to be paying.
Not, you will be paying.
I'm not going out with some chick that's just willing to just throw a dude to the side like that. That's
That right there.
This is fucking.
That's just evil.
Oh my God.
What did you say, fans?
Doug promised his mom never to be in a love triangle again.
Oh, that's why.
That's right. That's right. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got to stick to your principles, bro.
All right. Okay, so let me clarify this for the fans, and including what this young woman's name is. I forgot. What did it say? What was it? Kelsey? Okay, so you're telling Kelsey you just want to end the race because you think you don't want to be a part of her breaking up with a guy to be with you? Hang with you?
Yeah.
Just to hang.
Well, she can hang.
You're coming. He's coming. You're going. You don't have a fucking choice.
Do you have a problem with her race?
No.
That's what it is.
No, I think it's a racial thing.
No.
No, you're racist.
You're racist.
No, he likes a snowball. Y'all made him. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
What is it then?
Like I said, she fucking says she'll dump this dude for me.
No. She's not going to date. She doesn't want to dump you.
Yeah, slow down over there, Romeo. She didn't say all that.
Oh, I thought she wanted to get the dragon. You know
she just don't want
to
be alone at this concert.
She did say, I'm not into him, so I think the relationship's over.
Well, yeah, he doesn't like comedy. She's a big comedy fan.
Right.
You're a fucking comedian. This is perfect.
Perfect.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's also loaded.
Yeah, she's rich.
High.
Right, which is great.
Oh, I thought you were saying high.
But
okay.
Because she has two tickets.
No, she's high. It was what I meant.
Oh, I thought you meant rich.
No, she's high.
Yeah, she's high.
Oh,
which is a good thing.
She could be rich, too.
Yeah. Because if she was sober, she wouldn't have made the video. There would be no video.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
I like this for you, and I know you may not want to do this, but you're doing it.
You're doing it.
For whatever y'all want, man.
And you have to be nice, and we'll give you cash.
Why wouldn't I be nice to her?
Why are we giving him cash to take her on a date?
No, Bobby.
What is this, 10 things I hate about you now?
Yeah,
he's not going to do valet or anything like that, is he?
No, he's got... Yeah.
We'll give you cash.
Get mad at the parking guy.
Cash,
anyway.
You know?
We'll give you some cash to take her on a nice date.
Yeah.
That could be all.
You know what we should do?
Is that how you park the car?
This is it. I'm calling it right now. We're setting up. You're coming to San Diego.
Okay.
We are setting up a nice dinner spot for you before the show. Bobby and I will pay for a very nice steak
and
dinner.
And you're going to get a guest set on the show.
I don't think there's room.
That's rude.
Yeah.
No, you're being rude right now, dude.
Yeah.
No. It's one show.
Yeah.
You're being so rude.
Let me ask if there's room.
I want to let everyone know.
Wait. Andrew, who are you going to ask?
I have a team. I have a time team.
Because she likes comedy. He should get the guest set. That'll really close the deal.
How about this? You can get a fucking, you get the guest spot. You have to do the dinner. You have to take her on the date.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
He gets a guest spot, I don't get one?
That's right. If Doc's in, you're out. That's how it goes. Can't have two.
So anyone that bought a ticket for his San Diego date, right, mm-hmm. could have gotten me and Doc on the same lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to do it.
How about this? We'll see.
I'm not coming.
When is the date? When is it?
December 4th.
Why would I drive down there for that?
We'll leave it up. We'll leave it up to the universe.
To the fans.
We'll leave it up to the fans.
All right, fans. If you're from San Diego, you bought a ticket to Andrew's show.
You know, I'm going to be at La Jolla that weekend.
Oh, you can come have a spot.
Oh, you're competing, taking numbers away from each other. I love it.
Different area.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay.
La Jolla's got
Louis
a built-in.
CK? Relax.
What is that? What was that?
Wow.
Don't do that, Ken Jeong. Don't
good.
Do that to me,
oh,
pal.
Really?
Yeah, let's bring up the photo.
Why don't you post every fucking photo with that guy?
He's the best. Dude.
I love him so much,
too.
We
talked about you today.
What show was Dave? He's on Davey?
I'm not shooting Dave.
Was he on This Is Up?
We've talked
this
about
This Is Up or whatever that is?
No.
What's it called?
I did a scene in a movie with Charlie Day. For Charlie Day. Charlie Day has a movie.
Oh, the Charlie Day. Yeah.
And CK, isn't it?
No, he just throws that at He just does. Yeah. He just said that.
Wow. Yeah, anyway.
But look at that. Me and one of my best Korean friends of all time.
Now that's a podcast you want to watch.
Do one with him.
You're such a baby.
Try.
You know,
I want you to try.
You know what would be hilarious? Is if you
He's
actually
too busy.
Just filmed a fake episode of something just to fuck with him.
I know.
He would
blow. We talked about
it.
He's too busy.
It's so fucking funny.
All right, let's move
on. No,
let me
get my fucking two cents in. All right. You know what, dude? I sigh like that when I listen to you talk as well.
I know. You did it a few times on the show today already.
So, you know, that doesn't hurt my feelings.
I didn't do it to hurt your feelings. I'm emoting.
What are you getting angry about? I'm talking to you like a civilized human being here, baby.
We also should all go out that night.
Yeah. You know, no, let's go out to a big dinner. How about this? We go to a nice dinner, and Doc is there on a date, and we can watch him.
What's
on
the date again?
Ooh,
can we get, like, you know,
earbuds, earwigs, December 4th.
Tell him what to say.
Hold on.
You're coming.
Oh, hold on. I might not be able to come.
No, we already checked the schedule because Kalila's gone to Hawaii.
Damn it! Fuck!
You're here the whole time.
Damn it!
You're coming.
I'm there.
December 4th. Okay. You gotta come. Let him show the rest of the email. There's emails now. We don't have video. Whoa! My name is Allie.
Kelsey, we're going to have to take a pause for a second.
Bobby just farted.
Okay, there you know, hold go. On. Hold on. So I want to hear Rudy read it as her voice because it's a girl. I don't want to read a girl's voice.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it wrong.
Yeah, get closer.
Go ahead, Rude. Get real close to the mic.
And like try to be like a girl, like a sexy girl. Go ahead.
Yeah. Try to be her.
What try you, to be her.
Try to be, try to be, her name is Allie. Try to be Allie.
My name is Allie. I am 31-year-old barber in Sacramento, California.
Sounds drunk.
Yeah, she's wasted. She on pills? Yeah.
I want a little black magic in my life because I think Doc is the perfect size to walk on my back after a long day in the shop. His fade would always be sharp with me.
Oh, she'll fade you out, baby.
And I have strong stems to carry him when his little legs get tired. Lots of perks here.
What do you think, man?
Yo, if you fuck this up,
man,
no, stay on the photo, Pete.
Oh yeah, stay on the
she's
photo.
Pretty than motherfucker.
Yeah, she's very good
very
looking.
Hey,
look at me. You're welcome, Doc.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, fucking, not even a thank you.
Not
one
even,
thank
even
you.
Don't even thank him. Who's the one?
I don't need.
Don't thank
even
me.
Thank
what
him.
The fuck?
Who's the one that called you to be even on this in the first place?
I'm talking about this right now.
No, I'm talking about him even being here in this situation. Right. Who do you fucking thank the most?
Think of this whole situation. It'll be you.
Thank you.
Oh my Let's god. Go on, next Just photo. Do the photo.
Thank you. Next photo.
No, I want him to assess that situation.
All right, go to the first photo.
God damn it.
Is this the same girl? Chick?
Can he talk
about
this? Is
that the same
this?
Girl?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. Oh.
Yeah, this other photo.
That's the same girl?
Yeah.
All right, scroll down.
Let's go down.
Very pretty.
Oh my god.
Beautiful blue eyes.
Look at those eyes, dude.
Beautiful. Look at that.
I don't want you to have her.
Yeah, me neither.
Don't you?
Yeah.
You want to save some purity.
Look
or
at
something.
That little hole in her lip is where Doc's penis could go.
That's right. That's tiny.
She don't even have to move her mouth.
All right. Scroll down to the next picture of this beautiful girl.
Yeah.
This girl's a fucking babe.
She's
and
a babe,
she cuts
dude.
Hair and she said she'll fade you out and she'll fucking line you up all the time.
And carry you.
You know, I used to cut hair too. I cut my own hair.
Don't put that out in the universe.
Man, I'm feeling Bro. It. You don't feel that?
Everyone, be quiet. Be quiet. Let him have this. Be quiet.
That's the energy of the,
let him talk.
That's the energy of the cosmos ahead. Right there. When fucking,
say that again.
The energy of the cosmos.
No, but your hair?
I cut my own hair. Mm-hmm. See, that's the, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's
we know. We know.
So the universe
right there. We know, dude.
The universe
you know
is like,
about entanglement
we tired of you messing this up. The universe was like,
so my hair is, that's what we doing? Is that what we doing?
Is there more photos?
Wow, she's so pretty.
She's very pretty.
All right, so here's another girl.
Is pretty too now. Let's not.
Here's another girl.
Okay.
What oh, my God.
Can I? Hi, Bad Friends team. I would like to submit myself as a potential suitor for Doc Silverman.
The fuck?
Who the fuck is Doc?
Dude, remember Silverman?
Oh, that's right.
Silverman on the street?
Silverman.
That's Doc Silverman.
I'm 24 years old. That's funny. I'm 5'3",
ooh,
currently
she's too
employed.
Tall
she's too tall, right?
Yeah, she's too tall.
Yeah.
5'3", she'll tower over Doc.
That's what we doing?
Yes, so.
She can post you up at 5'3".
I live in Dallas, Texas, but I have a grandmother that lives in L.A., and I'll be visiting for a month. Oh, shit.
Ooh, so she's
during
just
Christmas.
Smash.
I'm she's open like, to love anyone, whether that person is black or white, small or big, or autistic or not.
Wow.
That needs to be in there.
Wow.
That really needs to...
Wow.
Also, I've included
is
a photo from Halloween
autistic?
To show you, and I'm not catfishing you with old pictures, but my Instagram is, what is that?
Your girl, your knack. Girl, your girl,
knick-knack.
Knick-knack.
Your girl, knick-knack.
Wow.
Wow.
Give the dog a
look
bone.
At her. All an right. all-American white woman.
Not bad.
Cheerleading, apple pie.
5'3"?
You know five,
what?
Three.
Look at this girl. She loves, she wants you. What would your ancestors say right
Doc
now?
Needs some, nah. Doc needs some meat on
I mean,
this.
A little bit that,
she's too skinny?
That.
She's too skinny
also,
for Doc.
I think she's very pretty.
She's 24. It's too young.
I can't even do with this fucking.
It's like we're trying our fucking best.
Hey, man, hey, you
scroll
know,
down.
Have some,
all right, is that
that's
it?
Walk in and
no, that's her. Again? That's her.
Face,
to the
look
right.
Look at how cute she is.
She's so cute. Look at her.
Scooby Doo.
And she's smart. Cyber. With the secu- what? Where was it?
Did I can't wait to hear that on the date.
Cyber.
Yeah, secu- yeah about her. You do cyber skip a scalp. You cyber skip a scalp in your way across the internet.
Cyber security. That's the hey, man. She own it.
All right, next photo. Is that it?
Hey, you do cybersecurity. I used to do mall security. We got something in common.
Yeah.
From a land far, far away, there lived a girl listening to every episode of Bad Friends only because of Doc. Only because of Doc? Jesus Christ.
Oh, India. Love you. That's what I'm talking about.
He goes, oh, Indian.
Indian, I love you. That's what I'm talking about.
Not to dishonor you guys. I love you too, but this little brown girl from India hoping for a little huge black pole. Wow. Reasons I should be the one. Once you try brown, there's no going back. That's not a phrase, and it doesn't rhyme. Love India, red balloon. P.S. Read this out loud on your next episode. I'm a medical student from India. You guys keep me happy.
Zoom into the photo.
If you can change huge the standard, then we'd be good.
There we go. Look at her.
Okay. I'm feeling it. Like the eyebrows, no filter on the face.
Fly her out here.
You know what I'm saying? Jokes.
All right. Coming at you from Melbourne, Victoria.
Wait, is there no picture?
No picture?
Move on.
Forget it. Move on. Yeah. We don't do no
picture.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hey, straight anybody.
Several people have hit me up from Melbourne. Okay. Well, whatever.
Oh, there is a picture with Jess. This is Jess's photos.
Okay.
Dude, you're getting fucking babes.
Dude.
This is so annoying is that so Doc annoying. Is getting all these fucking chicks submitting for him. Yeah.
This ain't new.
Oh, bro.
They felt that. Oh, they felt it. Both of them felt that one.
Oh, my God.
Put it on a new Doc.
It's not old either, dog. It's nothing. It was nothing. It was nothing until now.
Well, okay.
Now there's people.
So you say.
This one's got a little Ali Wong going on.
Yeah, a little Ali Wong.
Can you zoom in on her face, please?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Doc. All right, let's hear her email.
Yeah.
She got the wine, too? Okay.
You don't drink.
I drink wine. What do you think is in this thermos? Got a little bit of Pinot up in there.
All right, here we go. First of all, thanks for being such a stellar group of peeps. Recently went through a sixth lockdown here in Melbourne, Australia, and I reckon if I didn't have you dudes to get me through my depresso, it would have been espresso. So thank you. On to the main subject. DOC. What a dynamite pocket rocket. You're a little vibrator. I have no idea if he'd have any interest in doing long distance, but hey, dating is a weird thing anyway, isn't it? So perhaps I'll give it a go, because who knows? I suppose I got to do the whole a bit about me jargon. I'm Jess. I'm 30. I have a sister. Her name is Patsy. She is my life, and I work at a cinema and a bar. That's a movie theater, Doc. So movies and booze and music is me jam. I come from a huge family. Dad is one of 10, and we are Burmese. Ooh, from Burma. Do you know where Burma is?
I got a picture of a Burmese python with me with a Burmese python around my neck.
This is going to work out.
Make sure
you bring that up
the energy,
on the day.
The yeah. energy with the connection with these women and the universe. That's,
so she's got that ethnic flair.
What
a little bit of extra
look at what she reads, what says right there.
She's left-handed.
And then what's after that?
And I saw the movie Titan. Oh, my God. Is that fucked? Is this real?
Yeah.
Did it just come out? Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck? Whoa, yo. So after the most recent gig went to JK Group. Anyway. Been bombarded with a whole bunch of potential, but just chuck this out there. If you're a good doc, you're a good egg. Bobo, fire crutchy. Wouldn't be wanting to help you find this love intensely. The fact that you must have a heart of gold. Best of luck in your journey. Cheers, bruh. Jess Matland. What do you think?
What do you think of her?
I think she's nice.
Okay, which one goes first then?
Can we just like hook up with them all and just like,
oh, my,
go from there?
Getting
like,
greedy.
One by one? Oh, well,
dude, from
be...
what he went when he I first know. Started on the show to now,
I know.
It's fucking insane. All right, give me another one.
Give me another one.
Oh, yeah, that was the Indian girl. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so check it out. You've got some potential suitors, Doc. What are you doing over there? Are you on your phone?
Yeah, I was trying to find the Burmese with me in a picture of the Burmese.
Doc,
so I
we are so over that.
Man, like, I'm still feeling it. Doc.
I can't tell you how much we don't give a fuck about that. You know what I mean? Like,
you know,
there's a level.
I mean, that's the truest thing he's ever said.
100%.
I don't give a fuck.
No, he said, I can't tell you how much we don't give a fuck about
yeah, yeah.
that.
I get that. But this is about me. This isn't about you, Eric. This is my time.
Ooh.
This is my time. This is my time, bro.
How is it your time?
You had your time.
I didn't just show up like when I'm knocking on the door like, are y'all doing a podcast today?
I'm having a little glory right here. You're taking my shit away on Black Monday.
Let him have a little
bit
of glory on Black Monday. Let him have this on Black Monday. It's Black Monday.
Right now, I'm all in my feelings.
All right, so, Doc, you can pick eventually, okay? Eventually you can pick, but we'd like some sort of an answer soon because...
We like the San Diego girl.
The San Diego is local.
San Diego and...
Let's let Eric decide for you then because you're being so fucking evasive.
You're going to the show. You're doing the guest set at Andrew's show, at least minimum 10 minutes, and...
Because the barbershop girl doesn't live. She lives in Texas, right?
Where did she live? Yeah, where does she live?
She lives
Sacramento.
In Texas, right?
Sacramento.
Oh, that's Sacramento.
Sacramento's not far at all.
Oh.
When are you in Sacramento?
I'm not, but I mean, that's, we can pay for her to fly down. Should we fly? Oh my God! Should we fly this girl in and have them all come to the show and see, and like it's a doc dating show and have all these girls?
But you have to tape it.
Yeah. No.
No, it's not worth it.
You don't want to give it. It's not worth it.
Nah, it's too much money.
For who?
But you want to?
You're
spend
paying on, for none of it.
No,
but you
no, want to
spend
like
1.5 million on
money
the,
like that
on the Sims
on the
thing,
Sim City. Yeah,
but you don't want to fly this chick in so Doc can be happy.
No.
All right, so fine. The San Diego girl.
San Diego is we only. That's what we got. We got
the Dallas.
And
yeah,
she cool peeps.
This girl right here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Let's do her.
We're linking. Yeah. No, don't say that. We're linking it up.
Date her. Go out with her.
Yeah, we do that.
All right, Doc. Look in the camera there and sign us out and say thanks for being a bad friend on Black Monday.
Thanks for being the bad friends on Black Monday. Thanks for being a bad
That's the
friend.
First one. We'll use the first one.
Okay.
Okay. No, good enough.
It's also,
like
also
forgot the name of the show, like right. mid-sentence. Okay. Like mid-sentence.
But you have to put a Black Monday in there. So threw me
also,
off.
Let's say thank you real fast to our good friend Eric Griffin who came
oh,
by.
Oh, Eric, I love you so much, man. Thank you so much for being here.
Truly. Also,
oh,
who does have a great...
That's where Jules got that from.
Yeah, the bullshit.
Yeah, the bullshit tone. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? When it gets like, oh, thank you. You know, now I get it.
But do yourself a favor and watch Riffin with Griffin. And he's also, you're on.
Don't watch it.
You're on King
Fuck
of Sting
him.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
absolutely
I love
watch
you
it.
So
because Griff is one of the fucking
you're
greatest
so talented,
comics out.
Man. You're the best.
We love you. Thank you for being a bad friend.
I'm a bad friend. Mm-hmm. We some bad friends. Yeah, we some bad friends.
Okay.
Just crack the surface just to bring the Tito's live sound. Surfing the bottom of Turtle Island, about to dive down. And I see Freddy Krueger, Rudy with the knives out. Kalila be pimping and living while Bobby in the doghouse. I heard Santino used to suffer bad acne. I'm trying to be a star like Bobby Lee on Mad TV. They call me Plato, so welcome to my academy. Rappers know less about the world than Bobby knows female anatomy. Yeah, you must be drinking on some whiskey ginger, or you Andrew on Halloween, a call me trippy hipster.
Peace.
Two things in life are certain, homie, I was taught right. Morality is objective and Brian Cowan doesn't box right.
Hey, oh.
If this was Scissor Bros, y'all would have a...